Hi, I'm Jennifer Perry, your host of the Shiro Effect podcast, which is your guide to empowerment, and I'm so grateful that you found us. I started this podcast to invite you into conversations that are designed to help you live with more freedom and ease. I believe that when you reclaim your power and embrace your true potential, you become the Shiro of your own story, who can deal with relationship struggles, work challenges, and life's ups and downs with more ease and grace. Let's grow. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Shiro Effect podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Perry. I have transformed my personal hardships into a mission of empowerment, and now I want to help you do the same. And today's topic is probably going to hit home for a lot of you who are listening, and that is about giving yourself permission. And I want you to be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our future episodes. So today we are going to dive in and talk about giving yourself permission. And I can tell you, for me, I've had a challenge doing this in my own life. And I'm sure as you listen to this, you're going to find that you may still have areas of your life that you're having a very difficult time to give yourself permission. But it's easy to forget one essential truth. You are the architect of your own destiny. Yet all too often we find ourselves waiting for external validation or permission from somebody else or other sources to give us the permission to pursue our dreams and to make any necessary changes to our life, or really simply just live authentically. And the reality is that the most significant permission that you need to give yourself comes from within. And I can share with you that as a woman, I used to find it very challenging to give myself permission to fully embrace the life that I wanted. I was always afraid of failing, or I was afraid of setting the bar really so high that I didn't want people to change their opinion of me because I wanted to be successful in my life. I have always had aspirations to make as much money as I possibly could, not from a place of greed, but from a place of with money comes options. And with options, you have the ability to help other people. And that is very exciting for me. It's exciting for me to be able to do things for my family and my kids and, you know, be able to give to causes that really align with myself and what I, you know, what I find moves me. And being able to support them and maybe being able to support other people along the way. So I have always had my eyes set on a very, very high bar in my life. And I can tell you that that's been a struggle because coming from a middle-class family, you know, I went up against my own internal dialogue of, well, if I make more money than my parents, I don't want my parents in any way, shape, or form to ever think that I was trying to be better than them. But I can tell you, flip side of that, and, you know, having had conversations like that with my parents, is just, you know, we all want our children to be more successful than we are. I want my kids to just crush it. And I want them to go out and become, you know, super successful, have a very wealthy and rich life. That means in their relationships and their health and their spirituality and all of that. I want them just to have very rich lives. And I can tell you, and when I set out on a mission to be very successful, I had to force myself to give myself permission. I found shame in being successful. And we're going to be definitely doing an episode on the fact that there is no shame in success. But it's true. Like, I had imposed my own beliefs on myself. And then also, society has expectations for us as women, what we should be doing in our jobs, how we should look, how we should dress, how much we should weigh, how tall we should be. So you can, all of this weighs very, very heavily on a person, and dictating what they should prioritize in their own personal life and how we should look at the world and how we should navigate it. Listening to what all of these other people are saying and all this noise really makes this then internal struggle with external forces. So I want to kind of break this down today, and I want to find out what areas you are having trouble giving yourself permission. And I want to make sure that I share with you some tips that have worked in my own life and that I use with my clients as far as giving themselves permission. There's a life that's waiting for you. There is an extraordinary life. Now, if you would have told me 20, 30 years ago, I would be living in the life that I live now, I'd have told you were crazy. I have the most amazing, extraordinary husband. I have incredible kids. I have an incredible client family. I have a very successful business. I live in the house that I manifested. I drove the car that I manifested. Like, if you would have told me I was living in this, I would live in this life, I'd have been like, nah, not me, not me. And why not me? It was because I had all of these other, this other noise in my life. And, you know, a lot of times when we have the tendency to prioritize the needs of others over our own, coupled then with the fear of judgment and failure or rejection, it often leads you to be hesitant to really assert our own desires and our own ambitions. And I want to share that with you today because I think it's time for women to really reclaim their agency, give themselves permission to pursue the life that they desire, whether it's in your career, whether it's in relationships, personal aspirations. Women deserve to live authentically and unapologetically and to be as successful as they set their minds to. So I want to share these tips with you to help you give yourself permission that you need to embrace the lives that you want to have. First thing you need to do above all things is to acknowledge your worth. The first step in giving yourself permission is recognizing you are so important. You are worthy of happiness and success and fulfillment simply by virtue of being alive and existing. And I need you to take time to reflect on your strengths, reflect on your accomplishments, and the unique qualities that make you who you are. Remind yourself that you are enough just as you are, and that you have the right to pursue your desires and your aspirations. And I think that is probably one of the hardest things for women, is to really acknowledge their inner worth and to embrace it. Everything that I do with my clients, I'm an empowerment coach and a transformational life coach and a master mindset and manifestation coach. I want all of my clients to realize there is a superhero inside of them. They all have superpowers. They have unique qualities. And sometimes it's really difficult to see them. So you have to bring people into your life who can help you identify what those superpowers are. So you need to really remind yourself of how valuable you are. You are a precious diamond. Remember that you are enough just as you are. There's nothing that you have to change at all, but you just need to give yourself permission. You have the right to pursue the desires and the aspirations that you want for your life. The next thing, we need to really challenge what society says we should be doing. And I want to say this by, you know, having had a career for 20 plus years in the financial services industry, when I entered it, it was very male dominated. There were probably, I don't know, 20 male advisors for every one or two female, to the point where I was actually asked to come into another company and really help them recruit and bring in female advisors because there was such a lack of them. And I think it's because society or history has laid itself out to say, okay, women should be in these fields or in these industries, but not over here. And I think a lot of women conform to that. They don't want to push it. They feel it's going to be an uphill battle. But I was one of those people that was like, no, this is where I should be. This is where I can apply the most value. This is where I can help the most people. But society often imposes very rigid expectations and stereotypes on women. And it dictates the roles that we should fulfill and the roles that we shouldn't and what paths we should follow. And I think if we collectively as women challenge these societal norms and expectations and really question the validity and the relevance in our own personal lives, that's going to make a huge difference. And I want you to recognize that you have the right to define success, happiness, and fulfillment on your own terms, free from any external pressure or judgment. You need to live life on your own terms. And I can tell you that there are women around, and myself included, that this was a hard pill to swallow. You mean I can really aspire to do what I want? You mean I can really have the life that I feel I deserve and desire? Are you really sure that you're talking to the right person? Yes, I am. We are all given but one life, and you have to live it to the max. And you have to not settle. You have to strive for the extraordinary, live and do epic things. It's so important. And if you're raising if you're raising children, especially if you're raising daughters and you're starting from a young age, letting them know they could be anything that they want to be. They have the permission to go out and be in a male, typically male dominated industry, or go out and accomplish whatever they set their mind to. So encourage you and your children and your daughters to challenge societal expectations. And then I want you to trust your intuition. Your intuition, my intuition, is a very powerful guide that can help you make decisions and navigate through life's challenges. But many of us ignore it, or we second guess our intuition, opting instead to rely on external validation or the opinions of others. Now, I've said this quite often. It is okay for other people to give you their opinion, whether you're going through, a divorce and they're trying to tell you, hey, this is how it worked out for me, or you should use this attorney, or you should try to do this, this, and this. Or maybe you're trying to apply for a job that you're really interested in and you have somebody coming in telling you what to do. And a lot of times it's done from very well-meaning spaces. And it's okay for people to have an opinion and provide you some advice, but I caution you for who you allow to come into your life and have a say. The only person that should really have a say in your life is you. The only person that you need to impress is you. So once you start really realizing, hey, you know what? This is my life. I'm to live it on my terms. And you can have people around you that are supportive and encouraging, and we're going to talk about that, but don't allow them to have a say in your life. Start trusting yourself. Trust your instincts. Tune in to that inner voice that knows what's best for you, and have the courage to follow it, even if it goes against the grain or challenges conventional wisdom or forces you to step outside of your comfort zone. Follow that inner voice. I can tell you, I've trusted, how they say trust your gut, trust your intuition. I have trusted my gut on many occasions in my life. And you know what? It did wonders for me. And thank goodness I trusted it. Because if I would have listened to other people, or if I would have followed their lead, I would have gone down a path or paths that were not meant for me. So make sure that you're trusting your intuition and set boundaries. I will talk about boundaries until the cows come home, because it's so important to set boundaries. Giving yourself permission also means setting boundaries to protect your time, your energy, your peace, and your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your values or your priorities, and don't be afraid to assert your needs and preferences. Setting boundaries isn't selfish. It is one of the highest levels and acts of self-care and self-respect. And when you establish clear boundaries, you're creating a space for the things that truly matter to you, and you empower yourself to live authentically. And I talk quite a bit about creating a no manifesto, setting boundaries, creating a no manifesto, letting people know, this is what I'm not available for. This is what I'm not allowing to come into my life. This, just because you get invited to things in your life doesn't mean you need to attend them. So perfect example, if somebody's trying to invite you into an argument, or somebody's trying to invite you into their side of crazy, or somebody's trying to get you to side with them, or they're trying to create chaos or have a negative conversation or pull you into the suck, just because you're invited doesn't mean you need to attend it. So when you create your no manifesto and you list out what type of invitations you're going to accept in your life, it does wonders, because we teach people how to treat us. And when you're setting boundaries, you are protecting yourself in the best way that you possibly can, and you're not compromising. And that's really difficult to do. I can remember, I'm a mom of three sons. They're all now much older. They're 23, 30, and 33. But I can remember as they were growing up, setting boundaries and saying to them, if you do that one more time, and then another time would happen. If you do that one more time, and then another time would happen. And you know what? I would act. I wouldn't go over and say, you know what? You pushed a limit. I gave you one chance. I would let it go, let it go, let it go. But then I got into the point where I was, you know what? You do it one more time, and they did it. And I would get up and I would act. And man, can I tell you what? It made such a difference. And they remember that, to the point we still talk about some of those things to this day. But I'm saying that and sharing that with you, because when you set boundaries, it's one thing. When you set boundaries and enforce them, we are teaching people how to treat us. We are letting people know what we're no longer available for. And that is extremely powerful. So make sure you are spending time creating your no manifesto and setting your boundaries. And when you're doing that, I also want you to remember to celebrate your achievements. Don't forget to celebrate how the all the incredible things you've done, no matter how small or insignificant they may seem, I want you to take pride in what you've done and the progress that you've made towards your goals. Celebrating successes not only boosts your self-confidence and motivation, but it also reinforces the belief that you are capable of achieving great things. And when you're acknowledging and celebrating your achievements, you reaffirm your worthiness and you're giving yourself permission to continue pursuing the life you want with passion and with purpose. And I also want you to embrace fear and failure. Fear of failure is a common barrier that holds many women back from taking risks and pursuing their dreams. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, embrace it. It is a natural part of the growth process. I want you to understand that a failure is not a reflection of your worth or abilities, but an opportunity to learn and grow stronger. And when you embrace the mindset of failing forward, where setbacks are viewed as stepping stones on the path to success, it helps you tremendously to reframe your relationship with fear and with failure. And this gives you permission to take bold leaps and pursue your passions with courage and resilience. There's two more things I want to share with you. And I think the last two are really, really important and have made the most difference, I think, in my own personal life. Surround yourself with positive advocates and supportive allies. Surround yourself with people and friends and mentors and coaches and colleagues who are making a difference in the world, who are pushing through their barriers, who are giving themselves permission to pursue their own goals and their aspirations. Surround yourself with the people that are doing the things already in their lives that you want to do. Seek out the individuals who uplift and empower you and who celebrate your achievements and ambitions. And you want to surround yourself with positive people, positive influences. Put yourself in positive situations because that's going to help bolster your confidence. And it's also going to reinforce the belief that you are deserving of success and fulfillment. And when you have people that surround your life that believe in you, who are there to pick you up out of the arena and dust you off and get you prepared to go back in, those are the people that you want to have in your life. I can tell you for me, a couple of years ago, going through the toughest part of my life that I ever had, being in a wheelchair, I remember this sweet person that came and picked me up to wheel me down from my hospital bed to therapy to try to learn how to use my legs again. And I remember him going around behind my wheelchair. And as he was getting ready to push it, he said, "Oh, okay, nothing's dragging." And I looked back and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I'm taking Wonder Woman down to get fixed up." He said, "I got to make sure your cape isn't dragging." He said, "It's not. We got it." And I thought, how extraordinary is that for somebody who barely knows me, but they called me Wonder Woman in therapy because I have a Wonder Woman tattoos and they knew what my job was, that I was an empowerment coach. But how awesome is that when he went above and beyond what he needed to do for me and said something so profound where he knew, even though I was in a wheelchair, I was paralyzed, he knew inside of me was still a superhero. He knew that he had to make sure that my cape didn't drag. He knew all of those things. And what a wonderful experience for me to kind of get my thoughts realigned with, hey, listen, you know what? You're in this spot and this is just a blip on the radar of your life. You will look back on this and it will have been a profound stepping stone into the next chapter of your life. And it was. And it's true. Now I'm back up. I'm using my legs. I still have my cape and never once did it drag on the ground. And you know why? Because I surrounded myself with the right people. I had the right advocates and the right allies in my corner. And you can too. And then I want you to take imperfect action. Perfectionism is the enemy of progress. Waiting for the perfect moment or the perfect conditions to give yourself permission to pursue your goals will only hold you back. Instead, I want you to embrace the idea of taking imperfect action. Understand that it's okay to make mistakes, it's okay to stumble and course correct along the way. The important thing is that you take that first step, even if it's small, even if you're tripping, even if you stumble and fall down, but get right back up and keep moving forward with courage and determination. And when you give yourself permission to embrace the life you want, It is the most radical act of self-love and empowerment that you can gift yourself. And as you're listening to this podcast, and maybe you'll go back and listen to it again, I want you to remember that you have the power to define your own destiny. And it's your time to embrace it. It's your time to own it. And it's your time to live the life that is waiting for you. So as we wrap up today, as always, I want to share with you an affirmation that I think is going to be a very good one to follow up on giving yourself permission. And this affirmation is, I give myself permission to do what is best for me. I am just as important as anyone else in the world. I choose to treat myself at least as well as I treat anyone else. I purposefully make myself my greatest priority. I am the only person that cares about my life as much as I do. If I want to have an amazing life, I know that it is totally up to me. I take responsibility for the quality of my life. I am concerned for others, but I choose to make myself the most important person in my life, just as they do in theirs. I go out of my way to help them, but I ensure that I will still do what lets me take care of me. I make choices every day that benefit me. I avoid sacrificing too much when I help others. I am as important as they are. I need to help myself first, and then I am able to help others. Today, I make myself my greatest priority. I make decisions that support my life and the future that I desire. I am comfortable with the belief that I matter. And here's three questions for you to ask yourself as you're sitting in self-reflection. When do I sacrifice too much to others? And why do I do this? And what do I want to accomplish in my life? How much time and attention do I need to put on myself to be successful? And what would change my life if I made myself the number one priority? And as we wrap up today, I want to share with you, as I always do, I am here. I am offering the opportunity to accompany you on your journey. And I have a blueprint to help you get there. So I encourage you to reach out to me, Jennifer@shirocoaching.com. Go to my website, jenniferperry.com. Learn how to work with me. Learn how I have taken over 20 years worth of consulting and coaching and turned it into a blueprint and a method that helps you get to where you want to go. I encourage you to go out and connect with me. And until next time, have a wonderful, empowered day. And that's a wrap on today's episode. You've laughed, you've learned, and most importantly, you've grown. Thanks for tuning in to The Shiro Effect, your go-to destination for empowerment and growth. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny. Keep chasing the light, embracing your extraordinary, and spreading those empowered wings. Dive deeper into our community at jenniferperry.com. Until next time, keep shining, keep soaring, and transform your world one epic moment at a time. This is Jennifer Perry, reminding you that your journey is limitless and your potential boundless. Until next time.